This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Jesus, I have a friend. The angels praise his name. When I was down, he lifted all of my burden. He touched my life. Now I'm not the same. May our voices ascend beyond the stars to be. We thank you with our lives and praise you with the songs we sing. Spirit, come for me. With you, I'm not alone. You're everything I'll ever need.
Little isn't little. The highlight of a grand wedding was to be the speech by the bride's closest friend immediately after the vows. The bride's friend had wanted the minister to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, which reads, "There is no fear in love." But never, she said, "Read first John 4, 18. The minister did aloud, "You have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband." Can you imagine? What a terrible mistake. Well, one may consider a little mistake. A little comma or change in intonation. It ruined a grand wedding. It is the little foxes that spoil the vines. And this is found in Songs of Songs, chapter 2, verse 15. That is Solomon 2:15. If you say, "Read first," John 4:18. It is not the same as read 1 John 4:18. Don't neglect little things, friends. A little kindness, a little apology, thank you, curtsy, cleanliness, faith, and I'll add a little watchfulness, etc. Big doors are opened by little hinges. Little isn't little after all. Written by Samuel Cranton Pippin, I am Belle Dolabio.
Daily devotional series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor Ebenezer Ankuma. Please welcome.
Thank you.
We are taking a good look at rebellion and redemption. Rebellion and redemption. And for today's lesson, which is lesson number 5, our lesson is captioned, "The Controversy Continues." The Controversy Continues. And for the whole week's study, we'll be taking a good look at this memory verses, that is 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 43 through 51. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 43 through 51. 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 through 17. 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 through 17. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21 through 39. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 21 through 39. 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 21 through 34. 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 21 through 34. Esther chapter 3 verse 8 through 11. Esther chapter 3 verse 8 through 11. And Nehemiah chapter 1. And for our main text, it is from Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 18. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Then they set their hands to this good work. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 18. And I told them of the hand of my God which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, "Let us rise up and build." Then they set their hands to this good work. Amen.
Amen.
The great controversy continues. Let's stay tuned as our pastor takes us through the lesson.
Good morning once again, beloved listeners. This week, as our sister introduced, we are going to continue with our study on the book Rebellion and Redemption. And we are looking at the great controversy continues. Now, when we compare the lives of David, Elijah, Hezekiah, Esther, and Nehemiah, similar themes surface. God is able to use insignificant people to turn back the tide of evil. Now, throughout this week, we are going to look at the figures I mentioned, David, Elijah, Hezekiah, Esther, and Nehemiah. When we talk about David, the popular story that comes to mind was when he used a stone to defeat the giant Goliath, who insulted God in the midst of the Israelites when the whole nation was quiet. The soldiers were afraid, but God used that little boy David to defeat this giant man, and all the Philistines fled from him. We can also learn a lesson from Elijah, the prophet who came to the prophet who came to Ahab to rebuke him and also give a prophecy that God had given him that it wouldn't rain for a period of 3 years in the land because of their apostasy. Hezekiah also came into the scene, and we see how when the people of Israel were taken into captivity and were lost of strength, not knowing what to do, Hezekiah approaches God in prayer, and the Lord granted him strength. Esther also has a lesson for us. Now, when we talk of Esther, the popular story of Haman and Mordecai comes to mind. But God used Esther also for a tremendous purpose. We can also learn something from Nehemiah, when the people of Israel were in captivity, and the Lord impressed it upon his heart to come and then to rebuild the city. All these people, as I talk about, were as to us using our own words to describe them as insignificant people. But when they gave their lives to God, God was able to use them to do great things for his people. And so throughout this week, we are going to reflect on some of these passages. Through some of these accounts, we can see that despite tremendous obstacles, we don't need to buckle under overwhelming evil. Instead, we can stand firm, but only in the power of God, who is faithful to his covenant promises, promises fulfilled for us in Jesus. When God's people endure in his might, they will see that the forces of evil are not powerful enough to ultimately prevail, and the lives of David, Elijah, Esther, and Nehemiah will prove to us this point. The focus and the challenge is for us to rejoice in the deliverance of God. This does not always make sense in the context of the overwhelming challenges that we sometimes find ourselves in, challenges that are so much bigger than ourselves. Rejoicing in God's deliverance before deliverance comes is an act of faith and worship, rather than the logical consequences of what is happening around us. On the other hand, because of what Christ has done for us, trusting in God's faithfulness is really the only logical thing we can do. So the great controversy continues. And looking at these people, David, Elijah, Hezekiah, Esther, and Nehemiah, we would learn great lessons. But the point is that we should not be overcome by any form of evil that the devil brings upon us. We should stand firm, but we can only stand firm in the power of God. So may the good Lord help us as we prepare ourselves to go through this study in the mighty name of Jesus.
The controversy continues is what we're looking at, and I believe we have really learned a lot from it. May the good Lord continue to have mercy or shower his blessings upon us, so that whenever we take our time to go through his lessons, we will indeed know that he has really done a lot for us, and he is still doing it. What we ought to do is just to avail ourselves to him so that he might be able to bless us as well. I believe our pastor has one or two things to tell us, and then pray with us that whatever we have learned here today, may the good Lord continue to shower his blessings upon us, that no matter who we think we are, whether small or big, tall or slim, short or vice versa, I believe that Jesus Christ can really use us to do great wonders in his work. May the good Lord bless us all. Amen.
Amen. As we have a look at the great controversy continues, we should bear in mind that at one time or another, we all meet opposition whilst in God's service. Because the devil is alive, we will keep meeting opposition, facing difficulties and trial. But it is the privilege of God's children to overcome the enemy in the strength of the Lord. So may the good Lord help us and strengthen us even as we go through this lesson. And the Lord grant us strength so that we'll be able to defeat the devil and make it into our heavenly home. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of Hope.
I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome you to a moment of truth. This is your humble servant, Osebonsu Jasper. Today, we are also going to see something very important, but we've already dealt with the first phase, which is Where is the Promised Peace, Part 1. And just that, we are going to continue it from Part 2. From Part 2, Where is the Promised Peace? In fact, we realized that there are things going on in our lives that we don't understand. We have to trace these things from the root. As a Christian, there are so many things in our lives we have been battling with, we have been trying to do away with it, but we cannot do away with them. Why? Because we learned that it is our natural bloodline, DNA. There is something in the family that we need to take it away by the root. Without that, we cannot do anything. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for giving us this wonderful opportunity to continue Where is the Promised Place, Part 2. We pray that give us more knowledge so that we can explore to understand what you want us to do. We bless your name for giving us this great opportunity, for we've asked all through the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. There is no peace for Christians nowadays. You can side with me that even Christians are passing through trials, temptation, tribulations more than the other people. Yes, to be a Christian, you have to make sure, or you have to accept the fact that you are not going to be a problem-free person. Definitely, the problems will come. But are we not facing too much problems? Are the situations not too much? I want to tell you, there is something in the family that we need to do away with through prayers. Your external appearance is irrelevant to God. Your DNA is irrelevant to God. Your weakness or your weaknesses are irrelevant to God. Your past mistakes are irrelevant to God. The color of your skin is irrelevant to God. You have a new bloodline when you come to Jesus and know him. Hallelujah. Everything changes. And that it is why Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Where is the peace? Why are you sitting in this church and so miserable? Why can't you talk to everybody? Why are you not wearing a smile? Because there is no peace in your heart. If there is no peace in your heart, it implies that Christ is not in your heart. You can't have a new DNA from God Almighty. You can become a bloodline of champions. You can belong to a bloodline which has no cancer, no diabetes, no headache, no hatred. You can belong to a new bloodline with no heart attack. In Christ, we have a new DNA. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid because Christ is the source of everything. I'm afraid some of us know about Christ, but we have not experienced him. There was a man who was a good singer. According to the story, he went to New York and he had a huge concert. 1,000 were present. Then after the whole show, everybody was waiting for Psalm 23. Because after he had said it, there is always a standing ovation. When he was about to recite Psalm 23, a little boy walked out front and said, "Sir, can I say it for you?" "So you boy, what do you know?" the man asked. So he became angry and he gave the microphone to the little boy. The boy was an orphan, and then he went behind the stage, waiting to see what will happen. And the little boy stood before thousands of people, and then he recited Psalm 23. And there was a complete silence for a minute. So the singer asked the boy, "Tell me, boy, what was your secret?" The boy asked, "You know about the shepherd, but I know the shepherd. I tell you, believers, if you haven't experienced Jesus Christ, I am admonishing this man for you today. I am telling you, seek him and you shall be free." That is why we are facing so many problems, because we haven't experienced Jesus Christ in our lives. If you look at him, if you turn your eyes and watch the cross, Jesus Christ can give you a new bloodline. And you will become a different person. And God will change your destiny. I pray that our destiny will change even as we have listened to this piece of sermon. I pray that God will change our bloodline for us. God will change the curse on us, and our lives will be new in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for giving us this word. We pray that you change our lives and you make us anew, for we've asked all through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.